تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا.
Most blessed is he who set a constellation in the heavens and placed in it a great lamp and a shining moon.
وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا.
He, it is who has appointed night and day to succeed one another as a sign for him who desires to take heed or desires to be thankful.
وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما.
The true servants of the merciful one are those who walk on the earth gently, and when the foolish ones address them, they simply say, "Peace to you." Are those who walk on the earth gently. True servants of God do not strut about arrogantly like haughty tyrants. On the contrary, their gait is gentle, the gait of noble and upright people.
والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما.
Who spend the night prostrating themselves before their Lord and standing.
والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما.
Who entreat, "Our Lord, ward off from us the chastisement of hell, for its chastisement is one that clings."
إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما.
Verily, it is a wretched abode and resting place.
والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
The true servants of the merciful one are those who are neither extravagant nor niggardly in their spending, but keep the golden mean between the two.
والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
Who invoke no other deity along with Allah, nor take any life which Allah has forbidden, save justly. Who do not commit unlawful sexual intercourse, and whoso does that shall meet its penalty.
يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا.
His torment shall be doubled for him on the day of resurrection, and he will abide in it in ignominy.
إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Unless he repents and believes and does righteous works. For such, Allah will change their evil deeds into good deeds. Allah is ever forgiving, most compassionate.
وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا.
Whosoever repents and does good, he returns to Allah in the manner that he should.
والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما.
The true servants of the merciful one are those who do not bear witness to any falsehood and who, when they pass by frivolity, pass by it with dignity.
والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا.
Who, when they are reminded of the revelations of their Lord, do not fall at them deaf and blind.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
Who are prone to pray, our Lord, grant us that our spouses and our offspring be a joy to our eyes, and do make us the leaders of the God-fearing. And do make us the leaders of the God-fearing.
They pray that God may enable them to surpass everyone in piety, obedience, righteousness, and good deeds. Nay, that they become leaders of the pious, and that they may become a source for the promotion of goodness and virtue and piety in the world. Again, this is stated here to demonstrate that these people do not compete with one another in wealth, power, and worldly glory. They rather strive to excel in acts of piety.
أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما.
They are the ones who will be rewarded for their patience. Lofty palaces will be granted to them, and they will be received with greeting and salutation.
خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما.
Therein they shall abide forever. How good an abode and how good a resting place.
قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا.
Say to them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, my Lord would not care for you were it not for your prayer. But now that you have given the lie to the message of Allah, an inextricable punishment shall soon come upon you. My Lord would not care for you were it not for your prayer.
If one does not worship God, if one does not supplicate to Him for one's needs, and does not seek His help, then one is not worth anything in God's sight. For God does not care for people just because they are His creatures. In this regard, they are no different from stones, and quite obviously, God stands in no need of them. Hence, if they do not obey Him, this will certainly not endear such persons to God. Nevertheless, were someone to stretch out his hands to Him in supplication, he will instantly find God turning to him in compassion. As for those who arrogantly refuse to worship God or pray to Him, then they are liable to incur God's punishment, and He can certainly dispose of them, if He wills, just as one disposes of rubbish.